Blog Talk Radio.
Good day, everyone, and welcome to the Dr. Louisa Show on today, Tuesday, October the 18th at 1 p.m. We thank you for coming. We thank you for tuning in. And please pass the word on to someone else to join us on next Tuesday. And we want to dive right in to our conversation on today. But first of all, we want you to have instruments to write down information that we're going to share with you, especially the National Domestic Violence Hotline phone number, chat live number, and text number. So here is the text. You will text the word START, S-T-A-R-T, to 88788. That's text the word START to 88788. The hotline number is 800-799-7233. That's 800-799-7233. You may also chat live online to thehotline.org. And you may text live. All of this can be done 24 hours, 7 days a week. And we want you to know that this is an anonymous digital service, a one-time confidential contact between a user and an identifier in which no identifying information is verified. So your first call is anonymous. After that, they always keep your safety first, and they will go over with you their hotline consent and ethics policy. They want to answer the call. They want to shift power back to those affected by relationship abuse. This is what the National Domestic Violence Hotline does for individuals. You can ask for a copy of the Code of Ethics, and they'll have it linked right back to you. They talk to people that witness domestic violence growing up. They talk to people that are concerned about their family members, their friends. They talk to survivors, and they also talk to some abusive partners seeking to change themselves. So today we want to talk about the profile of an abuser in toxic relationships. We want to talk about how growing up in domestic violence in a home can and may affect someone when they become adults themselves and also exhibit some of the same behavior. And we want to share some statistics with you. So first, here is something we want to say. You are not alone. Do not blame yourself if you find yourself in an abusive relationship. There are no boundaries as to who can be affected. There is no nationality, no race, no spirituality, culture. There's no difference in whether you're Baptist, Methodist, Pentecostal, non-denominational, etc., and there is no discrimination in sex, whether it's male or female. It can be a family member that abuses another family member. It can be a parent-child relationship. It can be an intimate partner relationship. This can even happen in the workplace. So here's where we're going to begin. Healing from a verbally abusive relationship may not be something you can do on your own. Reach out to trusted loved ones for support and consider talking to a therapist who can help you process your emotions and develop coping skills for dealing with the short-term and long-term consequences of verbal abuse. Verbal abuse happens within abusive relationships. And if you go back to some of our previous recordings, verbal abuse is calling you out of your name calling, saying that you're no good, saying that you are unable to, saying that you are unable to cope with others. So if you have a chance, go back through some of our previous recordings. If possible, take time away from the verbally abusive person and spend time with people who love and support you. Limited exposure with the person can give you space to reevaluate your relationship. Surrounding yourself with a network of friends and family will help you feel less lonely and isolated and remind you of what a healthy relationship should look like. And that's what we want you to do for yourself. Find someone that you trust whom you are able to talk to. A common pattern of domestic abuse is that the perpetrator alternates between violent and abusive behavior and apologetic behavior with apparently heartfelt promises to change. The abuser may be very pleasant most of the time. And this is where that perpetual, that never-ending appeal of the abusing partner and why many people are unable to leave the relationship. In other words, people stay within the relationship because the person vacillates from being violent, abusive, to being apologetic, and then feeling to be very pleasant most of the time. And that's the key. That's how they keep the abused individual under their thumb, because they come across being so pleasant most of the time, which is appealing to the partner. Okay? And that is why many people are unable to leave the abusive relationship. Does your partner objectify and disrespect those of your gender? Does your partner see you as property or a sex object rather than a person? If there are no signs that the verbal abuse will end or that the person has any intention of working on their behavior, you may at this point want to contact the national hotline, maybe speak to a counselor within your work setting to find out what you may take. Before doing so, taking steps on your own to end the relationship, this is not recommended, not at all. Share your thoughts and ideas with a trusted friend, family member, or counselor. You may also want to come up with a safety plan in case the abuse escalates when you break things off. Now, a strong predictor of domestic violence in adulthood is domestic violence in the household in which them was reared. For example, a child's exposure to their father's abuse of their mother is the strongest risk factor for transmitting domestic violence from one generation to the next. Meaning, when this child grows up, this child has the opportunity to also become an abusive person. This cycle of domestic violence is difficult to break because parents have prevented violence as the norm. Individuals living with domestic violence and their households have learned that violence and mistreatment are the way to vent anger. Some people resort to violence because they have solved their problems in the past with violence. They have effectively exerted control and power over others through violence, and no one has stopped them from being violent in the past. So all of this is very important information we are sharing with you today. Once again, that National Domestic Violence Hotline is 1-800-799-SAFE. That is 7233. Once again, 800-799-7233. You may text the word START, S-T-A-R-T, text to 88788. And then you may also chat online, thehotline.org. All available
24 hours a day, 7 days a week. So here is a little bit of information of how to profile an abuser. And also, I am going to say, oh, we only have 4 minutes remaining. I want to, and when we get to 3 minutes, I'm going to give 2 minutes for someone to call in. Profile of an abuser is that they make unreasonable demands on you. They expect you to put everything aside and meet their needs. They're demanding you spend all of your time together, being dissatisfied no matter how hard you try or how much you give, criticizing you for not completing tasks according to their standards. And I'm going to stop there and hopefully pick up with that line on next week, because there is something I want to say personally about that. So at this time, we're going to open the line, and that number is 563-999-3694. That is 563-999-3694. Feel free to call in if you just feel like talking about what you're feeling or what you may be going through, or the fact that you're confused and you do not know what's going on. You have one more minute to go ahead and call in. Okay, so at this time, we want to give out just a little bit of statistics. And the national hotline receives about, I think, 20,000 calls per day. That is what they receive. About 20 people call per minute to the National Defense Hotline, on the National Domestic Hotline, and they receive 20,000 phone calls on a typical day. Between the ages, I believe, of 18 and I think 24, high school students, especially females, are abused by an intimate partner. 19% of domestic violence involves a weapon. One, let's give out that hotline number again. That number is 800-799-7233. You may text the word START, S-T-A-R-T, to 88788. Or you may chat online live at thehotline.org. I think we only have 60 seconds left. Please leave a comment. Please leave a comment below of information you would like to share. And please pass the word on to someone that you know. You never know who they know that may be experiencing domestic violence or domestic abuse. So we thank you for tuning in on today. And may the Lord continue to bless you. And may you have a great day. Good day until next week. Thank you for tuning in.